Sir, I'm ready for you to come back to my office now. Thank you for being patient with me. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. If you'd just follow me. You'd be surprised how many men don't seek out help when it comes to reproductive issues. Like, it doesn't make them real men, whatever that means. But I'm glad to see you've gone against popular opinion and made this appointment with me. It takes a lot of courage to admit there's a problem in the first place. And this is the examination room. Take a seat, make yourself comfortable, and we can discuss what the issue is further. Now, you were referred to me by your urologist, Dr. Johnson, correct? Oh, he's an amazing doctor. I get lots of referrals from him. Just take a look at your file here. Okay. So you're having trouble maintaining an erection when you're with a partner, is that correct? I see. Oh, please, sir. There's no reason to shy away from the fact. I've dealt with literally hundreds of cases like this before. And it's nothing to be ashamed about. But if you sprained your ankle or cut your hand, you would see the doctor. The same applies to any part of your body, including your penis. Now, I've just reviewed your history from your visits to Dr. Johnson and your regular physician, and there isn't anything physically wrong with your erectile tissue, nor anything else to do with your body for that matter. Blood pressure and heart rate, cholesterol, hormones, all normal. No diabetes or weight issues, no testicular abnormalities or STDs. You're fit as a fiddle. Therefore, in conjunction with their medical opinions, it's my professional opinion that this complication is entirely mental. It's all in your head. You're so stressed about maintaining an erection that you can't become erect, much less ejaculate when you need to. So really, this issue is born from simple run-of-the-mill anxiety. Does that sound right? Well, lucky for you, there's no need to worry. Performance anxiety is one of the most common issues I treat here, so you're in good hands. Did Dr. Johnson explain to you what it is I do at this clinic? Only that there are sexual components. Is that right? Typical Peter. I'll have to talk to him later about being more specific in the future. But back to the subject at hand. In the past, I've employed a Pavlovian-style response to treat performance anxiety, and everyone has reported at least some improvement in their erectile functionality after the therapy. Do you know what a Pavlovian response is? Alright, to keep it simple, there was a Russian psychologist named Pavlov, and every time he fed his dogs, he also rang a bell. So soon enough, whenever the bell rang, his dogs would start to drool in anticipation of being fed. But the response also works in humans. In this case, the idea is to condition you to associate a neutral stimulus, something arbitrary in the background, with a positive stimulus, something that excites you and helps you achieve and maintain an erection. Therefore, because olfaction is closely related to the retrieval of memories, we can use a specific scent that allows you to return to the aroused state of mind we achieved during this therapy session. Kinda neat, huh? I'll have you browse the scented candles I have on the counter over there and pick one out for me, so the aroma can diffuse throughout the room. I recommend one that you've never smelled before, so that you'll associate the aroma exclusively with this therapy. I can even prescribe a candle and matching bottle of essential oil for you after the therapy, so you can always be prepared when a sexual opportunity presents itself. The citronella, sandalwood, rose hips, balsam. Ah, all right. Good choice. That one also gets me in the mood too. Now, if you just lie down on the table over there, I'll light the candle and get some other things prepared. And with your consent, I'm going to ask you to disrobe for me. Oh yeah, everything off if you would, please. Although you can keep your socks on your feet if you get cold. Now, olfactory cues are effective, but I will also pair them with auditory cues to make the therapy as effective as possible, okay? One of the most common words spoken to a man engaged in sexual intercourse is cock, correct? Your partner, whomever that may be at the time, will probably refer to your penis as a cock when they engage you. Therefore, we are going to train your mind to associate hearing the word cock with becoming aroused. Are you all right with that? Oh, no, this isn't hypnosis. Far from it. You'll be completely conscious and aware of your surroundings for the duration of this treatment. In all likelihood, you'll simply become relaxed and then quite aroused. Of course, you can stop the treatment at any time you want. This is to help you, not to make you feel any more uncomfortable. Understand? In this room, there's no pressure and certainly no judgment. It doesn't matter to me how long it takes for you to achieve an erection. Quite the opposite, actually. My primary goal is to calm you down so much that you can get into this mindset to achieve an erection at your own pace. You're not paying me by the minute like you would with other therapists. I'm going to start with some gentle massaging to loosen you up, help you relax. This will get you used to my touch and that sort of thing. Does that sound agreeable? I can tell just by looking at you that you're still carrying some tension. Just relax and concentrate on your breathing for me. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just like that. Do I have your permission to touch you now? Very good. You'll find this oil to be pleasantly warm on your skin. I'm going to start by running my hands over your shoulders and chest. This is just my personal opinion, but you have a wonderful physique, so there shouldn't be any lack of confidence there. That's it. Just enjoy the feel of my hands running over you. That's it. Nice deep breathing for me as well. Oh, yeah. My breasts are in your face by design, sir. In my experience, most men begin to... Well, let's just say most men get a little excited when a nice, firm pair of breasts are just hovering inches from their face. And you don't seem to be an exception either. I can see you're getting a little firm as well. I can unbutton my blouse if that would help. relax you some more. This is all about calming you down so that your cock can get hard for me. Yes, I thought you'd say that. Let me just take it off for you. Is that better? That's it. Just relax for me. I'm going to move down to your stomach, okay? And just a little more oil. And I'll begin rubbing down towards your groin. Adequate blood flow is required to maintain an erection, so rubbing and stroking towards your groin will encourage blood into your cock. Does that feel nice? You like it at the kind of pressure that I'm using? It's nice feeling your skin melt and relax under my fingers. And now I'll move down to your thighs. Remember to keep your breathing how I told you. Nice and calm. In through your nose. And out through your mouth. Very good. I'm very pleased to see that this is working for you. Your cock isn't completely erect yet, but you're steadily getting there. Just keep relaxing for me and focus on just letting go. That's it. Now I'm going to stroke the inside of your thighs. If you care for the scientific reason, this is to elicit the cremasteric reflex by gently massaging the genitofemoral nerve on the inside of your thigh. Basically, you'll notice that your testicles will tighten up a little as I massage your inner thigh. Just like that. You still doing good? Well, since this is doing something for you, how about we do it again and again and again? Your cock is getting rather firm for me doing this. Maybe I place a hand on your cock. You're certainly excited enough for some manual stimulation. Yes, very good. Just focus on the sensations of my hand gripping your cock, stroking it up and down, squeezing and caressing and coaxing more blood into your cock, getting it hard and thick for me. That's it, you're doing it. Yeah, that's really good. Can feel you throbbing underneath me. I think that's just perfect. And what if I cradled your balls in my hand, and gently tugged on them? The stimulation lets your whole body know that it needs to start preparing for ejaculation, to release all the tension building up between your legs. I can see you breathing a little harder too. I'm glad to see you're enjoying yourself. To tell you the truth, you really do have a gorgeous cock. Nice and hard in my hand. There aren't a lot of girls who wouldn't swoon over it. Would you be alright with me putting my mouth on it? Oh, yeah. I think that would be quite beneficial for you, sir. Doctor's orders, you understand? See? I told you it would be beneficial. Your cock is absolutely throbbing now. What would you say to my hand wrapped around your thick cock? Stroking you up and down while my lips wrap around the head. That sound good, sir? Are you leaking some pre-cum now? So everything is working as it should be. And in my personal opinion, the pre-cum makes your cock taste that much better. You taste amazing. And take your cock a little deeper now. You're doing so well, sir. Let me run my tongue along all the veins on it first, maybe. Feeling them spring underneath my tongue means they're nice and full of blood. Keeping your cock nice and hard for me. This is for your benefit, of course, not just because I want more of this delicious cock. Just focus on the sensation of your thick cock slipping into the warm, narrow opening of my throat and being squeezed tight. Okay. Feel your pre-cum getting squeezed out and dripping down my throat. You really liked that, didn't you? My tight throat milking your cock. The warm drool running down your balls. I really like it too. I could feel your cock twitch in my throat. We're definitely getting close. Are you getting it ready to ejaculate for me? Yeah? I'm gonna caress and massage your testicles as I take you into my throat again. This will stimulate the production of more semen. And give you a. Shall we say, rather explosive orgasm. You can orgasm whenever you feel you need to, sir.
Let the pleasure wash over you and feel all the tension escape your body. I only request that you tap the table before you do, so your ejaculate doesn't take me by surprise, alright? Just a bit more.
Productive session. Here's a damp washcloth and a warm towel so that you can clean yourself up and get dressed. Feeling a bit more confident now, are you? You pumped your cum down my throat like a pro. Very well done. But on a more serious note, I say you've made some real progress. Although we might need to schedule a follow-up appointment just to further cement the olfactory and verbal cues into your psyche, if that sounds agreeable to you. Perhaps we can test some of the methods helping you maintain an erection, such as employing vaginal law mammary stimulation to your very handsome penis. Excellent. You'll be able to arrange that appointment with Miss Marquez at the reception desk or at your convenience over the phone. Here's my card. Hope to see you again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.